Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 131. My two guests that are joining me here on this edition of the PVD Cast, well, they've been on before. And when they were on previously, they were here to talk about their YouTube show, Black, White, and Red All Over. It's a great YouTube show in which these two gentlemen sit down and talk about comics that have just hit the racks. And of course, by now, you've probably figured out that I'm talking about Victor Dandridge and Ryan Seymour. And while we're still going to talk about Black, White, and Red All Over, and we're also going to talk about a myriad of things, I do want to highlight that the reason why these two gentlemen are on episode 131 is because I wanted to celebrate the fact that Comic Town, the store that Ryan runs and is part owner of, it has a new location. That's right, it's at 94 Dilmont Drive in Columbus, Ohio, up right off of State Route 23, kind of in the Polaris area. And I appreciate the opportunity to go and check out the store and see just how awesome it is. It's 7,000 square feet of just comic geekdom. That's right, comic geekdom. They got everything you need, from comics to graphic novels to games to all types of collectibles. So definitely check out Comic Town. 94 Dilmont Drive in Columbus, Ohio is where they are located now. worldofcomictown.com. Once again, check them out if you get the opportunity to. And I appreciate the opportunity to go up there and hang out with Ryan and Victor. It's always a good time when we get together. And I think that comes across in this episode. So I don't think you're going to be disappointed. I think you're going to have a great rowdy and rambunctious time with this edition. So with that being said, I do have to take care of one little bit of business, and that is to let you know that, of course, today's podcast is brought to you by the fine people at Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or whatever device that you use. For you, the listeners of the PVD Cast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day trial to give you an opportunity to check out their service. I mean, I don't know, since we're talking about comics, maybe you want to check out The Many Lives of Catwoman, The Felonious History of a Feline Fatale, of course written by Tim Hanley. So maybe you want to check that out. Well, Audible has it. All you got to do to get your free audiobook today is to go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your free audiobook. And definitely, folks, check out Audible. I mean, they got lots of genres. They got a lot of things to check out. Every time I kind of thumb through their catalog, I'm always amazed at what they have. So definitely head on over there. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast to get your free trial today. So with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, Victor Dandridge and Ryan Seymour join me to talk about Comic Town and a lot of other great stuff. All right, ladies and gentlemen, John Orlando sitting down here with Ryan Seymour.
Yep.
Victor Dandridge.
Oh, man.
This is going to be a rowdy one.
Yeah, it is.
But the rowdy ones are always the fun ones.
They are, aren't they?
They are.
You can't go wrong with it when you can openly just be rowdy.
Exactly. You just can't go wrong. First of all, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
The new daughter to the family.
Yes. She's right. the new queen of the household. Another reason for me to work so hard. So
there you go.
Yep.
Well, let's start off this episode on a solemn note real quick, because I think it was late Sunday night, maybe early Monday, Len Wein passed away at the age of 69.
Very sad.
So young.
Yeah, right. That's what I said too. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Like, still a lot of life left, you know?
As I understand it, I think it's complications due to diabetes.
Really?
Because he's struggled with that for, I mean, most of his adult life, if not all of. And that's what I heard, was that it was some complications due to that.
I mean, it's just sad that you were losing such an important and sometimes, I think, underappreciated.
Let's keep it 100. Like, I was just at Wizard World Nashville, and shout out to Stan Lee being there. You know, Stan being 94.
Still
crazy.
Right. Still getting up on stage, still commanding a room, still funny. I mean, the dude is witty as all get out. But when you say the creator of Wolverine, how many people errantly think that it was Stan Lee?
Yeah.
That's easy. You know, I'm sure people do that because they're like, oh, Stan Lee created the Marvel Universe. have no understanding that, you know, there's like a solid 10 years between the beginnings of the Marvel U and when Wolverine first, you know, set foot anywhere. So
yeah, because that giant size X-Men number one.
Right.
Hulk 181.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. I think nobody really, he's one of those iconic creators that nobody knows about.
Right.
It's like people hear Swamp Thing, they think Alan Moore.
Right.
I
give him props that I think that the last thing I read of Len Wein was the Before Watchmen storyline that he did with Ozymandias, which was the best one that they did.
Now, I didn't realize that he was the editor for Watchmen.
I did
that.
Know
was something that came out,
and
I was like, what? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, and that's one of the things where his involvement in Before Watchmen, I have no problems with. Like, he was there before, so you can't be mad at him.
Well, certainly sad, the passing of Len Wein, and, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is, man.
Right.
Yeah. Just makes it those moments that you get to interact with these creators at a convention, get stuff signed, because you don't know. Like, you might not get to see them later. So,
true.
Well, let's talk about the new store. We're here in Comic Town at 94 Domont Drive.
Yeah, corner of Lazelle and 23.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Coliseum X Laser Tag facility.
Mm-hmm. That was very nice.
That was very good. Structured. I liked it. You practiced that one.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I do have a real quick question. Yep. Why are you not on the big sign out front?
Okay.
On 23.
So
that's disrespectful if you ask me.
Not yet. I'm giving it time.
This is part of our nightmare. All right. So when someone is building you a sign, it is a visual thing.
Okay.
And they want you to sign off on everything. I'm like, yeah, it says Comic Town. Just do it. Oh, have you thought about it? These LEDs and stuff. Like, dude, I don't care. It says Comic Town.
Make it happen.
Yeah. And so finally, after a conversation where I was like, no, it has to just effing put it up. He puts in the application to the city. And it has now been sitting on a bureaucrat's desk for a couple months. And apparently someone in the department retired, which is causing this chain reaction. And I'm like, guys,
I just want my sign.
Yeah, it's not, it just says Comic Town. So, I mean, it's not even words drawn with dicks. It's like, you guys approve.
Wait, it's not?
It should be.
I was going to say, at this point, like, you're allowed to revamp that.
Like, the city of Columbus approved the Lion's Den sign.
That's true.
You know, I have a cousin Vito that might be able to help you out. He's in the sanitation business.
Your sign's going to fall off a truck, but whatever. Like, it's all cool. Don't even worry about it.
It'll be some manila envelope slid underneath the door.
Boom, you got a sign. That's how it works.
I'll take it and then plead ignorance.
Great.
I don't know. I just work here.
What?
So, anyways, the new store.
Complaints to Rycor.
So, the new store, 7,000 square feet.
Yes.
And as I look around, you got pretty much everything: collectibles, comics, graphic novels. You got gaming going on behind us.
Yes.
Everything that a nerd could want.
Yes.
Is right here in this 7,000 square feet.
Yeah. That was one of my goals moving from, like, being at that location for 20 plus years. Man, that's a lifetime.
Right.
And it's weird to think about how big of a chunk of my life that is. But I didn't want to just make a lateral move. I wanted to actually, because we'd ran out of space. We couldn't have run events. I was embarrassed to have creators come in. I mean, like, in all honesty.
Aw, you shouldn't. You have a great store over there.
Yeah.
This was better, but you had a great store, though.
Yeah.
Was that a backhanded compliment?
No, it's absolutely backhanded compliment. It was definitely, you know, I wound up from way back here.
Shapayow!
Yeah.
You're able to do so much with so little. It's a testament to you. But yeah, like, we got here, we have enough space, we can run events. We have ample enough space for literally...
You have back issues.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. The other store, did you have back issues?
Not much. He did have them. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, it was almost like a fixture that you could walk by and not realize that that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
It was just a island.
Right.
Okay.
And now we can actually do stuff like a comic book store.
Right.
Like, as much as I love gaming, you know, it was the 5-year-old Ryan that bought Conan the Barbarian 99. It got everything going. But yeah, we got most of our big stock up in. It was one of those moments where, as I was doing the expansion stock up, it's this Excel file, and I'm dealing with someone different at Diamond than I'm normally used to. We don't speak the same language, so I'm like, all right, just what do I need to do? So he ships me this Excel file, and
literally, you don't speak the same language.
I mean, when it comes to Diamond and just retailers, that's very easy.
Yeah,
that's very easy.
Okay. So I fill out the Excel files, I send them back. they ask, do you want it to be shipped regular so it shows up with your normal books, or do you want it direct shipped? I'm like, direct shipped. That's direct. It gets it done faster. So we go through a month or two, and there's no word, and I'm emailing the dude, and I'm like, Blake, yeah, I'm going to call you out. Blake, whatever your last name is. When is my stuff going to show up?
It better not be Blake from Glengarry Glen Ross.
But he, you
know, no, it's
Glengarry. Set of steak knives. Third place, you're fired.
You're fired. So one Wednesday, a FedEx box truck pulls up in front of the shop. And I'm in the back, I'm helping guests or something. And the driver walks in, he's talking to one of my minions. And the minion, like, motions for Scott to come over, my business partner. So Scott walks over. And then Scott just, like, looks at me, just, like piercing, like, what the hell did you do type thing. And so I walk up front, and Scott's like, the FedEx driver would like to know if we've got a pallet lift because he's got 3,700 pounds of product that we need to unload.
Do you have a pallet?
No. Who just has that?
Yeah. Well, hey, I thought maybe it came with the new digs. No, you know, this.
No,
you know,
no,
okay.
No.
Like when I bought my house, I got the fridge. It stayed. You know, that's cool.
But no. Okay. Nobody just randomly has a pallet left. That's not a thing.
Yeah. I I'm three beers away from doing stupid stuff with a pallet lift anyway. But yeah, that was fun unloading all that stuff. And I was like, hey, I'm 42.
You felt it.
Yeah.
You felt every bit of it. But you can say you moved a ton of stuff.
Oh, wow, not like, be lying. Literally. Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Not be lying.
Nice.
I do want to touch myself to your books. I'm not going to lie. There's so many.
It's quite a few.
There's so many trades here that I'm just like.
And here's a side story. We even have, Victor has his own.
I do.
Slot on the
I
wall.
I do, man. It's that, like, that's a career making move right there. Like that to me, and having it right between Marvel and DC, I love you for that.
I think that when I saw the particular posting online, it said, look, I forget paraphrasing or something, look what's at Comic Town, and I was really hoping it was going to be an office for you, like a giant office.
Crawl free walk, man. Crawl free walk. You know, they're just getting set up here. We still got some walls to cut, to decorate.
Yeah.
Then I'll get my own office.
Okay.
Listen, I would literally make my genuine office space Comic Town. Like, I love this place.
There you go.
Out of any of the shops in the city, Ryan has shown me the most love, period, let alone the most consistent love, and acknowledged my growth as a customer, fan, and creator.
There you go.
I love you.
All right.
I love you too, boo.
Wow.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the events that go on here at Comic Town. And I'm going to ask real quick first. Ryan, explain to me a little bit, because I don't know much about gaming. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I don't get it.
That part of the geek missed me.
Yeah, I'm not into it. So, yeah. Can you explain a game? Can you pick one of the, FNM? I assume that stands for something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it stands for Friday Night Magic, and it is as magical as one might think.
That's not where I went. I went FNM. I'm like, female, something male.
Friday Night Magic, isn't
right,
that what you
thought?
Like,
yeah. Friday Night Magic.
You thought that in college, right?
Yeah,
you
were getting
dressed
up
like, it's time for some Friday Night Magic.
Yeah.
Put on some Jodeci.
Blue light drops down from the ceiling. Waka chaka, waka chaka, waka chaka, waka chaka.
And then sing it, Casey and JoJo. Sing it.
Yeah. All my life. No, that wasn't it?
No.
Okay.
No. It's far more spectacular than that.
You guys are underselling. What's wrong with you?
First of all, the only way that's going to be better is if you said Jodeci comes to play Magic here.
Give it time. Give it time.
It's just a matter of time.
That's right.
No, but we did have... All right, so Friday Night Magic is a weekly event ran for Magic the Gathering. Like the biggest collectible card game in the world. And we have a lot of players come out and hang out. We try to have it as casual as possible just have fun, because there are other events you can go to that are far more serious.
Okay.
But there was one time we put up signs saying Friday Night Magic, you know, here, it's Fridays. So a few years back at the old location, this woman came in, and I believe she was from Russia or Central Europe, just based on the accent she had. And she starts asking about the magic. I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's the collectible card game, and I'm showing the stuff. And then she gets angry. And at first I'm like, okay, is this someone who's going to think that is a tool of Satan? Because it's not. That's King Diamond.
Right. It's different.
but she thought that we were advertising magicians. And was angry. I'm like, no, dude. No.
This is a game called Magic, the Gathering.
Man.
Because she was like, no, 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 I pull rabbit out of hat, and you like, yes? And you're like, yeah, that's cool, but listen.
But the rabbit's dragon, dead. Yeah, it's been dead for 3 years. It's like corpse rotting. You're like,
he should put that away. That's illegal. No, 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 not legal. I have visa. You're like, no, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean.
Get out of here. You're a dead cat.
Stop it. It's not a rabbit. It's a cat with its ears pulled off. That's his wrong.
But you do have gaming here almost every single night, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so some type of gaming that's going on, whether it's Magic, whether it's HeroClix, something along those lines.
Dungeons
and
Dragons.
Oh, Dungeons and Dragons.
Board games like Munchkin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so
we got... Are there any Cards Against Humanity?
We have not got that going yet.
You know what? We should make a Cards Against Humanity like comedy event. Like,
yeah.
Somehow make it
there's this great idea like number
stage,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
And somebody, like, your whole comedy routine is based off of Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, my gosh. And just get, like, oh, my gosh, yeah. Does anybody with improv skills?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
Like, charades?
Oh, my God, yes! This is happening. This is happening. This needs to happen, period.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Don't say no more. Say no more. We're not going to give our enemies any more clues.
Yeah. Beautiful. There's so many things you can spin off that.
It'd be fantastic.
Oh my gosh. So many reasons for the cops to show up. It's like,
what do you mean? Yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
That's illegal?
What?
So?
I've been told the Santa suit was flammable.
What? And even if it was.
I did it in my own property. This is my
That's
own
right.
property.
This is my property.
Right here.
This is America.
That's right.
America.
I don't even believe in Santa, fool. So, ha. Come at me with that craziness.
So what's the Comic Town Championship Series?
It is a series of local events with the governing body for Magic, WPN and Wizard of the Coast, has changed their tournament structure. There's no longer certain events. And we're just trying to give our players a mid-level event that is still competitive, still with great prizing, and where they can really kind of flex their mental skills. This is our second year doing it, and it's a series of $1,000, $2,000 cash prize events.
Nice.
And depending on where you finish in those events, you'll get an invite. The only way to participate in the free $5,000 one we have in December is to earn these invites.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, it's just trying to grow the game here in Columbus. It's one that, in terms of the customer base and the player base for comic readers and also for gamers, it's not a linear sort of thing. And so we're trying to grow it by running more events, getting more decks in more people's hands, getting comics in more people's hands. So just trying to, I don't know, grow stuff instead of rip as many stuff as I can from other people.
Is there a ranking system for Magic players?
Mm-hmm.
There is.
So like this is a legit question. Like who's the top ranked Magic player in the city?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay. But wait a minute. What about city?
I'm just going to city right now.
There's got to be like world ranking, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like Sven Helgenson in Sweden
is
number
one.
Like,
I play the card. And my hits counts is bigger than yours. And you're like that's crazy.
Oh, no, yeah, it is a huge worldwide phenomenon.
Okay.
One of the players in Japan.
Why is ESPN not covering this?
Right, like I'm
because,
almost
I mean,
like
they have eight channels. They got programming.
The Ocho needs to have some Magic.
Yeah, gathering on there. I think they did at one point.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. I'm
jumping back on the Google.
Yeah, let's look.
All right,
at this.
On the Google machine. Right. We were on the Google machine earlier, but we're not going to talk about that.
No.
We were. It was a very
colorful.
Interesting topic.
It's colorful. Yeah. Colorful topic.
It was very colorful.
No, I mean, considering how long
on various different levels.
Considering how long a Magic the Gathering game lasts, is that possibly why ESPN couldn't cover it? Because I mean, like that could go on for a while.
Yeah.
In the late 90s.
Wow.
In the late 90s.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it on the Ocho?
Looks like the Deuce.
Okay.
The Deuce.
ESPN 2. Not bad.
No. Sister
Probably
station.
Right after Roller Hockey International. Do you remember that?
The beach roller hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the ramps on the end.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was real. It was glorious. It was just...
It was awful.
It really was.
I mean, is it any worse than the MTV? Was it the bungee basketball games that they used to do?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're losing geek cred right now. Yeah. We're talking sports ball. Yeah. We need
but
to stop
that's,
that.
That's okay. That's all right.
It's like neon spandex.
And amazingness.
don't know if that's sports or
how about Roller Jam? Do you remember that on the National Network? Remember
yes.
That one? Oh my gosh. Roller Jam. Yeah.
All right, so in terms of, like, because now I'm curious. They need to open up this door for me. My geek is showing. In terms of gaming, what's the biggest thing that you're going to do with gaming here at this shop?
It's probably going to be our focus on getting family board games going and having at least one, if not two, in-store gaming events each week for
Chutes and Ladders.
People want to play it.
Bring
it
in.
Heck yeah. I got no problem. And the other thing, and I haven't quite figured out how I want to do it to be successful with it, is I want to do something gaming related for people with sensory issues, like on the spectrum, because it can be overwhelming when, everybody around you, and I want to find a time that isn't like a cast off, like, oh yeah, you guys can come in at 6 a.m. to play, but like something that actually fits and is organic, and those family and friends can enjoy the stuff might not otherwise.
Okay. Can I throw out an idea?
Yeah.
A Phase 10 night. Did you ever play the card game Phase 10? It's very similar to Uno. I've been playing it like all my life. This is what my family plays. It's very much like Uno.
Okay.
But you have different phases you have to complete. Dope. You have to go from 1 to 10. Right. You have to get, like, Phase 1 is you got to get 2 sets of 3. So you could get 3 sevens or 3 sixes. Ooh. And you lay them down and that. Yeah. And then there's the Master's Edition where you bet which ones you can do.
Oh.
And you don't have to go in order. So it's
pretty cool.
Listen, if you want to cross multicultural lines, I'd also suggest a Spades night. You have this place stacked full of black folks, man. I'm telling you, you get a barbecue food truck in the front, it'd be on. Spades is serious in the black community. That's not even a joke. Like, that's a game.
What about dice?
That's just racist.
that's where we. Oh, okay. Okay, I see. That's where it gets to be racist.
Oh, that was so good. Your face was so amazing. Like, no, that would. Oh. Wait a minute. We were having the fun. I'm sorry, John. I couldn't help it.
Okay.
The timing was the timing. Is the delivery? Is the facial expression?
It was like, all the above. Yeah, I'm so sorry for everyone that's not watching this go down. with you only being able to listen to this, you're not going to have nearly much fun.
No. Anyways, well, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about another project that happens right here at Comic Town. Of course, that is Black, White, and Red All Over.
Yes.
You guys are still doing it.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're tiptoeing close to, is it episode 200?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's close to 200.
We think we're within 15, I think. No. We're within 20. We're within 20 of episode 200. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, for folks that maybe did not listen to the first time you guys were on, which, shame on you, go back to the archives and listen to the first time.
Behind us.
Exactly. All right. But can you briefly describe what is?
Yeah, episode 182 was last week.
Nice. 182. Nice. Okay. Dude, we're getting it. Right. Black, White, and Red All Over is a video review series where we are tackling some of the new releases. Mm-hmm. We are totally reading them the day before they come out.
Yeah.
But due to Diamond's rules, we don't promote or say exactly what our reviews are until that Wednesday, because that's right and proper.
Yeah.
But it's been fun, man. Like, we read some things that we love. Not everything that we love.
Yeah.
Shudder. Still hate that book.
Bro, really, it sucks.
It did. Like, it didn't. Does it still come out?
Yeah.
I refuse to
put that
out.
Image.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Like, Image has got to put it out. I mean, it's like the bad part. So yin yang. They have to balance.
Right.
Like,
you gotta,
got Walking Dead.
Right. You got Invincible.
How about Shudder?
Here's Shudder.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, I totally didn't like it. Yeah, it's stuff like Secret Empire. That just happened. Inhumans versus X-Men.
Shouldn't have happened.
IVX sounds like a disease that one does get when you travel abroad. it's one of those things where we get to be comic book fans first and foremost. And I think that's one of the things that people can lose either as creators or as a shop owner.
Yeah.
You don't get to be a fan anymore.
Yeah. Like, you're at times you're looking at whatever this next book is that's coming out, like, well, how many copies of Black Metal can I afford to buy?
Right.
Will it sell? And it becomes like dollar signs on a shelf instead of anything else. But you're absolutely right about that, because it allows me to get back into, I just get to read and then talk about comics.
Yes. So, it's one of the best things in the world. It's on YouTube. ComicTown.tv is our channel.
Yep.
And
you have a Patreon now.
We do.
Yes, we do.
All right, man. Well, talk about why'd you decide to get a Patreon? Like, what was the thought process to be behind doing
that? We could actually spoil
stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's true.
How hard it was to not actually give away stuff.
Yeah. like the Superman issue this week, where they finally reveal who this mysterious character that's been in the background manipulating things in the DCU, and his name is Dr. Oz.
Mr. Oz. Dr. Oz is on TV.
Yeah. Very similar.
Yeah, very, very similar dude.
Both of them good persons.
Yeah. One dude knows Oprah, one dude doesn't.
Yeah, like yeah you know.
Yeah. I mean, so like, how do we talk about that book? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
This thing happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, on Patreon... if you're interested in that type of content, you know, that's what we're giving you.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
and it's in depth. Like, it's not just us necessarily, you know, hacking on a book. Like, we go into it and from different perspectives. Like, Vic can go in and look at it from a creator's standpoint.
Right.
Like, how is the story pacing, the 9-panel setup?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just write the checks. So I ramble.
No. You have far more of a readership knowledge than that. Like, literally, I think we might have talked about this before. You read faster than most people I know. Like, you read far faster than I do. So, like, I'll have, like, 6 books, and it'll be a solid hour for me to read them. And you read those same 6 books in, like, 22 minutes. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, did you see what happened to page 7?
And I'm like, I don't even know what book you're on right now. Like, what are you even – what? So, yeah. No, you bring far more than just dollars and cents to the table.
And I can swear during the page.
That is also true.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Okay.
You
know, okay.
We figure that one is a place for us to get a little bit more grown up. And,
hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we say the words.
Yeah.
We say the words.
Is Sexy Panther going to show up on the Patreon page?
Matter of time.
I mean,
it's a matter of time.
Literally.
Okay.
Literally,
there you go. Folks at home are like, what's that? Go back and listen to the other one.
You'll
there
find
you
out. You'll
see?
Know.
Jeez.
And then you'll be like, why did I not know this?
Exactly.
Like, my life has been empty.
I've
this
been
whole
living
time.
A lie.
Right.
Like, literally.
One thing about that, I did really, I was impressed by this on your website for Comic Town, is that you list what comes out this week, which I imagine other comic book shops do, but I have not seen that before. Yeah. And then you also give a little preview of what's coming up the following week, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Pretty handy for people that are shopping.
Yeah. That's pretty much why.
That's what it's followed.
Yeah, that covers it. But
very in depth, John. Way to go.
Thanks for inviting me.
Was there a question there?
No, but it really does, because if you don't follow like really closely like the different shipping schedules from the different publishing houses, you don't quite know. And it's one that for the stuff shipping next week, that list, that's the list of everything I have to write a check for. So it better be hitting the shelf. So it isn't like speculation.
Okay.
And one of the few things that Diamond is really cool about, for the this week's books button, if you click on that, it'll show you the cover of all the stuff. And some of them will even have, like, where you can click on it and get it, like, a 5-page preview.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Cool. Victor, you just got back from Nashville.
Yes.
And you're still doing the tour of duty,
man.
So to speak, with Wizard World.
I'm kicking butt and taking names. It's been a very interesting experience, man. I can't pretend. Like, as having started as a creator, and now when I'm at shows, I'm very rarely in like a exhibitor's position anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there as
Do you like that or not? Not to interrupt. Do you like that or
I mean I miss it. Yeah, I miss it. You know, there's nothing better than being out on the show floor selling my books. Like, that's like, I remember the first show that I didn't have a table was Wizard World Portland, and I literally showed up to the show like 4 hours earlier than I needed to, because I didn't know what to do. Like, I was just I'm so accustomed to being there and having to set up and this, that, and the other. And so I was like, y'all need help with anything? They're like, no, Vic, we got it. I'm like, are you sure? Like, give me something to do. I don't know what to do. But no, I've grown accustomed to it. And yes, I absolutely miss it. But at the same time, with what I get to do now, where I'm, you know, a panelist, you know, I'm working with guys like on this last show, I worked with Danny Fingeroth and Joe Casey talking about writing. Like, these are guys that I grew up reading their stuff.
Yeah.
And now I'm considered a peer talking with them about stuff. And then there's the other stuff that I get to do, which is fun. You know, I host the Drink and Draw and the costume contest with Britt Bliss, who's a phenomenal cosplayer. It's fantastic. Ryan's just itching for me to say something so he can yell at me.
I'm at peace. I'm at one with the horse.
You're at one with the horse? All right, well, then I'm just getting into it. And I get to do celebrity moderating, which is the part that is stupid, crazy fun for me. Like, I can't even tell you how many people that literally shaped me growing up, I now know on a first name basis. Like, I'm gonna go ahead and drop that name. Like, I'm gonna do it while we were filming Black, White, and Red all over tonight. And I gotta call him back. Thomas Ian Nicholas called me. Like, I can feel my phone buzzing, and I'm like, somebody's calling me right now. I'm like, well, so we finish, and I go and I look, and I got a voicemail from Thomas, and that's so crazy to me. Like, Rookie of the Year was like one of my favorite movies, and like, we know each other. Like, we call. Like, he did a video for my sons when they were playing baseball this summer. You know, I've given him books, and he's told me how his son has asked him to read it to him, like, you know, his bedtime stuff. Yeah, cool. So it's like, I get to see them as people, you know. So being on a first name basis with people that that I adore, both creatively and just personally, is phenomenal. You know,
cool, yeah. Cool. And you got to introduce Stan Lee.
I got to introduce Stan Lee this past weekend, which is phenomenal. Stan is a phenomenal man. Shout out to Max Anderson, his cohort with Stan Lee Collectibles, and really just like his unofficial son. Like, Max has done a great job of doing things with Stan. And Stan himself is, I mean, amazing. And 94 years old, the dude still does his thing. He gets on stage and he rocks it. Like, I want to be that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no two ways about it.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's something I'm super, super jealous of you about. And not just in like oh, I hate you for being, that you're getting to interact with these titans.
Yes. Yes.
A universe where Stan Lee never existed is a completely different place.
That is, we wouldn't be here under any circumstance, whether creator or retailer. Yeah. We wouldn't be here. So, no, you're right. You're right. So,
you got some new projects coming up?
Oh, my goodness. Do I have new projects coming up, sir? Oh, my God. Okay, so The Trouble with Love is my most critically acclaimed title to date.
My favorite.
I was going to say, it's Ryan's favorite. Today, I put down the down payment on the first issue of Never Too Late, the follow-up to The Trouble with Love. And one of the biggest complaints that I've gotten from The Trouble with Love that I adore is people saying they wanted more story. That is never a complaint to me. Like, that's when somebody's like, well, I wanted to know more what happened.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. That's good to me.
Yeah.
So where The Trouble with Love was only 27 pages, Never Too Late will clock in at a total of 96 pages total. We're going to do the first issue by itself, and then we're going to wait and collect the rest of it as a graphic novel. And come out with the whole thing.
Cool. Who are you working with on that?
Harold Edge is coming back as the penciler and line artist. And I got to talk to Ryan Carter to make sure that he's back on board as the colorist. I also put down a down payment on Vantage number one. I am launching a flagship title. It is the first time that I've officially stated that there is going to be a flagship character named Vantage off of the company. And Jacob Newell, who I previously worked with on Origins Unknown, is coming back to do that. Vantage will be the thing that changes how people look at Vantage In-House Productions as a comic book universe. So
Cool.
That one's going to be...
So this seems larger in scale, man.
Very, very much so. Okay. Very much so.
Pushing yourself as a creator.
I'm going out there, man. Cool. Like, I mean, at this point, I've done this full-time. It'll be 7 years in October. Like, literally in a month, I've been doing this full-time as my 9-to-5 for 7 years. And I want this next phase of creativity to mean something to what I've done. So we've got Never Too Late, we've got Vantage, we've got Gloriana Pax, which is another series, it's kind of an homage to Wonder Woman that we'll be starting within the next couple of weeks. We've got Safeguard, which is my version of, we'll say, the Justice League. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have the second half of Wonder Care presents the Kindergarten Start, which will then lead into Wonder Care presents Galaxy Cadets. So there's a sequel series that's coming. We've got the Night Watch series. We've got, oh my God, I mean, so many different things. Point of Authority, Family Ties. I've got stuff coming. So, yes, there's all about to be a very busy time.
There you go.
Very busy.
I'll clear space.
I was going to say,
you
might have to make a space for me literally on the, oh, look, we already did. Yeah, that works. Yeah, everybody else in the independence department is about to hate my guts because they're gonna be like, "Really, Vic? Really? Can we get some wall space? Sure, somewhere.
Yeah,
you might have to pick another shot, but no, no. I do gotta give you credit for that too, though. Like, as a creator, you do represent the indies, man. Like, I mean, we're here, and that's really cool. That's something that's very important. I know a lot of shops, you know, say that they're in vogue for the indies, but not only are you putting us up on the wall, like, you buy it. Like, that's important.
Yeah, because it's not, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. I don't like doing consignment because it's no commitment. Like, the independent creator has fully committed to something.
Right.
They've put their own money on the line, their own time on the line. made the connections with other creators to fill in the parts that they can't do themselves. Mm-hmm. It is, to me, it's disrespectful that if I'm going to carry a product, I'm going to carry the product. And that means paying for it. So like, whatever my cost is, let's do that now.
That's awesome. Cool. I love you so much for that.
And are you still going to have some more stuff? You have some new stuff coming out for the curriculum.
You Create Comics. Actually just launched a new product at Wizard World Columbus, which is a commission pad. So for all of you artists out there that are trying to do commissions at shows and keep track of everything, this is the piece that you need. It's a 9x12 book. It's got 20 sheets in it, but the biggest piece, the thing that makes it special, is that it actually has a ledger in the back, so you can keep track of your clients, whether or not they've paid, when you delivered, and all that fun stuff.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's all about you know, bringing business to the art form.
Yeah, and that's super important.
Yes.
I run into so many people that don't understand that there is a business side to it, and you gotta teach it.
Yeah. That is gonna teach.
So you're also going to go to Kokomo Con, I saw on your schedule. Kokomo, Indiana, correct?
Kokomo, it's a goal to go to Kokomo.
You're not sure if you're going?
So what had happened was...
Well, here's my question. Yeah. There's actually a reason why I mentioned that. Yeah. Have you ever looked up Kokomo Toys on Twitter?
No.
It is quite possibly one of the greatest toy shops on the face of the planet.
Really?
They have like oodles and oodles and oodles of stuff. Kokomo Toys. I'm just saying.
I have not looked them up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should.
I really should. Because, like, Kokomo Con, shout out to Austin and the guys. They are phenomenal folks. I love those guys. Yeah, absolutely adore them.
They're probably like, way to go, throwing us under the bus for a damn toy store. It's probably like their arch nemesis. I hate you!
What's interesting is I actually just recently kind of took on a we'll call it a consultant position within Wizard World. I don't work for, I work with Wizard by way of helping local grassroots efforts, finding people on the ground that will take ownership of a show to help promote that show before Wizard actually gets there. So with that, I'm almost required to do all of the Wizard World shows. So there's some things I got to change in my schedule because I had planned to be open and be able to do them.
Okay.
But because of this new position, I won't be able to. And it also means that despite my new addition, I actually have to travel quite a bit more. Next year is going to be crazy. Like, with the amount of shows that I've been told that Wizard is doing, it's going to be phenomenal. You know, that added to, you know, my own production schedule of, you know, doing Black, White, and Red All Over, or the books that are coming out with Vantage In-House, or doing Hall of Justice podcast, like, it means that I will literally be probably the most busy person to ever exist. Like, if I don't figure out cloning, this may or may not kill me. I don't know.
Did you look it up, Ryan? Kokomo Toys? Pretty impressive,
oh my gosh,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's stupid. Like, just the Funko Pops, the action figures.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
We're going to make a trip up there?
I'll be broke.
I mean, but you'll be happy.
That's true. Yeah.
Until you get home. I mean, like, whatever.
Well,
you
know. I mean, the thing is, if I get home and then I'm, like, kicked out of the house and divorced, if I'm broke from buying the toys, there isn't half to split.
That's true. Unless she takes half of your toys in the divorce.
Yeah.
Is she that mean? I mean, you have to think about that.
She is a formidable opponent.
Okay, see, don't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't do that to yourself.
Never mind. Don't go. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love Big Fun Columbus.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Big Fun, though.
Yeah, but this place is just massive.
It's a little, okay.
It's massive, man.
I got to try them out.
You have to look them up on Twitter.
It's like similar product.
Instagram, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see from there. Yeah.
We're passing around the BlackBerry. Ryan's BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Hardwood floors. Sexy.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't some like half-assed.
No, this is my childhood protected and great. They got WCW toys.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yo.
Look at that. Look at all those Funko Pops.
And things, the presentation too.
Yeah.
Like, folks, just if you're sitting there listening, just go to Kokomo Toys.
Yeah.
Google it on Twitter
and then just like
Instagram,
look through it slowly. And you'll actually match the oohs and ahs with the actual pictures.
Exactly. There you go. There you go.
Do they do mail order?
I don't know.
Here we go.
Kokomo Toys, if you're listening to this podcast.
You should be.
Number one, you should. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. But let us know. Do you do mail?
Yeah.
Mail order? Shoot me an email or shoot me a tweet.
Yeah, because
there you go.
Holy crap! But like, as a owner of a geek store, damn. How you really feel, bro? How you really feel?
Oh, jealous.
I feel like this right? From like, oh, that display is gorgeous, but then all that. Oh,
and you're like, all of that is right.
Well, all right. I'm going to bring up one thing that was mentioned, I believe, in the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Black, white, and red all over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it brought me back, and I can totally, totally connect. Watching soap operas with Granny.
Yeah.
So real. So real.
Yeah, that's real.
Like,
I grew up in General Hospital.
Right. Okay.
All my children.
Right. I was going to ask what their stories were. All my children in General Hospital.
Now, I would always find a way to go to sleep when the story time came. So it was like, I would get, like, The Price is Right. And the early morning pieces, but when the stories came, like, that was when I, like, would either go to sleep or start digging into my comics.
Yeah.
So that was how I got away with not watching the stories.
Okay,
But I do believe my grandmother was into The Young and the Restless. You know, General Hospital. She was a nurse, so
yeah. Believe it or not, my great aunt, my great great aunt, was into Bob Ross.
Oh,
that's
nice.
How I got
nice.
Into Bob Ross.
Nice.
I would come home, and I'm like, hey, Aunt Skip's here to watch you. You know, my mom would already let me know that, and I'm like. Or watching Bob Ross. And then I was just like, this guy's cool, man.
Happy trees.
It was.
You know, I just heard, were we talking about it? The theory about Bob Ross?
That there are all the places where the bodies are buried.
Yeah.
Which, and you know what? If you go with that theory, remember Murder, She Wrote? Jessica Fletcher's the mass murderer. Because she knows all the crimes.
Whoa.
And knows how to solve all of them.
Because she actually is a man.
Because she's the one killing everybody.
That's genius.
That is.
Man. You watch everything with a new eye.
Yeah.
We're twisted people.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's like
a whole nother.
That's a whole new level.
Oh, man.
Angela Lansbury as a murderess.
Yes.
I can see it. Mrs. Potts. She actually killed the beast a long time ago. That's what happened.
So there you go. There's some knowledge for you.
Wow. Yeah.
Mind's like blown.
Yeah. Out my ear. Just...
All right, anything else we want to talk about here? We're getting up there right around that time limit, so plug the store again?
Definitely plug the store.
Yeah, because this is the coolest store. And quite frankly, the biggest comic book store I think I've ever been in, to be honest.
I mean, you know, trying to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, 7,000 square feet.
7,000 squares.
Yeah.
Square feet.
Yeah, my first 17 years of ownership, like, it's done. I want to step into this new phase where we're even better. We're even bigger.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like your one-stop geek dojo or something.
Dojo. Oh, my God. That is so perfect. We're calling this a dojo from now on.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes. And you are Sensei Seymour.
Yes. Do you guys know about Master Wang's Citadel of Pain?
No.
Okay.
What is Master Wang's Citadel of Pain?
It is my house. But that's how it's listed on Facebook, so I'll check in there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't. Like, I'm a good storyteller. But.
Did you purposely do that, or just that's how it was?
Oh no, no, no. That's what I call it.
Oh, okay.
Like my kids are mean. It's like Thunderdome, only shorter. So yeah.
Who runs Barter Town? Who runs Comic Town? Master Blaster.
There's your mascot.
There it is, right there.
That is
happening. It's gonna be Ryan with a child on his shoulders. Who runs Comic Town?
That's how the commercials should be.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. Start filming commercials. I cannot wait till one day I get up to go to work and I'm turning on WBNS and it's like, we'll be back with more news. And then it's Who runs Comic Town?
Did you get rang up wrong? Who broke the deal? Spin the wheel. I want to do that now.
This has to happen now.
Click, click, click. Two men enter, one man leaves.
That's Magic the Gathering right there. Like, come on, that's perfect.
Blood fights. Like we'll get like an autographed copy of something. Like, this is Inhumans number one, featuring Paul Jenkins' autograph. And then you just fight. Just like an actual fight.
Come on, like, let's do it. Let's do it.
That
would
works.
Truly be the dojo.
Oh
my God.
That'll win me my Eisner.
Yes, it will. Dagnabbit. One way or the other. And it's just to get you to stop.
Yeah.
Like, please stop doing this, sir.
We'll just give it to you. Just
here,
man. Look.
Let the kids go.
There's a trophy. There's Bactine. Just stop.
Bactine.
Done your job.
Oh my God.
All right. Let's see. 94 Dilmont Drive is where Comic Town is right now. Worldofcomictown.com.
That's our website.
That's the website. Monday through Saturday, you're here 10 to, or excuse me, 11 to 8.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
Not 10 to 8.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't do that to
you. Me. Can show don't up at 10. No. Ryan's not letting you in.
Yeah. Right.
Look at you. Don't just stare out the window.
No.
No.
11 to 8 Sunday, 12 to 6.
Yes.
You got any social media you want to plug?
We got our Twitter, Comic Town. We got our Instagram, Comic Town. I'm a simple man.
Sometimes, you know, simplicity is where it's at. It's Occam's razor.
One of the best things you can find in my shop is Vic stuff.
Oh, so come on.
Right, there we go. Okay. Victor, where can people find you on social media?
In their dreams. Yes. Okay. That
was weird.
No.
That was slightly weird and creepy.
At Vantage In-House on Twitter and Instagram. Definitely like us on Facebook, / Vantage In-House. Because I need more likes, man. I got to get my likes up. Yeah, I haven't been focused on that. So.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thanks for coming on. Thanks for having me over.
Pleasure,
to the new
man.
Digs, man. Yeah. So, all right.
Housewarming.
Oh, yeah. Are you having a housewarming
he
party?
He did, and I missed it. I'm so mad.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I was out
did
of
somebody
town.
Somebody bring Rice Krispie squares?
No. But someone did bring, what are they called? Cupcakes? Well, yeah, I had to think of that. Like maple and bacon cupcakes.
Oh.
Were they good?
I'm a vegetarian, so I don't, like, maybe.
Yeah, he can't quite eat it, but he smelled the shit out of it.
My precious.
Yes.
That I can't eat.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of this break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Victor Dandridge and Ryan Seymour. Always, always so much fun hanging out with those guys. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, the purpose of this edition of the PVD cast is hype up the fact that, you know, Comic Town has a new home, 94 Dilmont Drive in Columbus, Ohio. So definitely check it out. By all means, also check out all of this great stuff Victor's got going on with Vantage In-House Productions. And, you know, there's links over in the links section of pvdcast.com. If you didn't get any of that information during the actual episode, just chop on over there. All their stuff is right there. And, you know, support some great comic book guys. And before I start wrapping things up here, I want to let you know once again about my friends at Ohio Championship Wrestling. That's right, they got two big events happening here real soon. The first one is happening this Saturday, September 16th. OCW is going to be live at the Guernsey County Fair at the Guernsey County Fairground. 6 o'clock is the bell time. It's a free event with paid admission to the fair, so catch some great OCW action there out in the eastern part of the state in Guernsey County. And then September 30th, OCW is back in action. They're making their debut in Dalton, Ohio. They're presenting Wayne County WrestleFest. It's going to be at the Midwest Community Center, and that's up there in Dalton, Ohio. I believe that the doors open at 6:30 for this one, and the first bell's at 7 p.m., and they're going to have a very special guest. The legendary Al Snow is going to be there, and I'm assuming he's bringing Head with him. I'm not sure, but it's probably a safe bet he is. So check out ocwrestling.net for any of the details that you might need about these two big events happening here for Ohio Championship Wrestling. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. You can shoot me an email at johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at pvdmvp. You can leave me a message on the Facebook page of the PVDcast. That, of course, is facebook.com/pvdcast. And you can get this great podcast 7 different ways. Obviously, at pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. Or you can get it through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, or even the Echo Network. So just pick whichever way is easiest for you. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. So I will chat at each and every one of you later. And until then, stay righteous and stay independent.